This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
It's time for your local Ford Dealers pregame show. Here are your hosts, Chicago football legend Olin Kreutz, long-snapping Iron Man Patrick Manley, and Mully from the Mully and Haw Show on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
Oh, yes, indeed. Welcome in. It's your local Ford Dealers pregame show. We've got Olin Kreutz. We've got Patrick Manley. I am Mully from the morning show. And gentlemen, season finale. The Bears' fate already has been decided. They will be in the playoffs. They have accomplished that, but now it's about seeding. It's about playing at home. They're going to play at home either way, but if they win today, they can assure that they have two games at home, provided they win the first one next weekend. So there is a lot on the line for the Bears in terms of securing that home field advantage. And who knows? You know, Seattle could lose. Maybe the road to the Super Bowl goes through Chicago. We will find out moving forward. But a big game for the Bears. A lot to get done. It was good to hear the head coach say we're playing to win.
Yeah, good afternoon, gentlemen. Mully, when you brought up seeding, I thought you were going to start talking about the draft. I'm already putting the Knicks on that. We're not talking about the draft. This is a much different show, finally, in week 18 than we've had in years past. And I was actually texting Olin before this that how excited I am to talk about this game, because it is a lot different. And we do have a lot of excitement in front of us. And, you know, the loss last week was disappointing, but they still have a chance to lock up the number two seed. It is exciting to have a home game, you know, in Chicago next week, but they have the Lions today, and they have to take care of business, and that's the way I describe this game as well, kind of like the Cleveland Browns, because when you look at this injury report for the Lions, it kind of reminds me of Cleveland. Yep. With all the injuries. I know they have Jared Goff, their starting quarterback, will play, but you have a lot of key guys out, and this is a game going into the playoffs that you expect the Bears to just kind of take care of business, win this game by 10-plus points, move on, knock on wood right now, come out injury-free, and get rolling after that loss to the 49ers and get rolling for the playoffs.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Happy New Year to both of you guys. And this is, like Pat said, it's been a while since we got to talk about a week 18 game, a week 18 and a game that actually means something. And Mully's talking about, well, they can win this game and be the number two seed in the NFC, man. And actually, they were up for the number one seed, but the Seahawks take care of business last night against San Francisco 49ers. But the Bears playing for something today. And I always thought, man, if there's something to play for, you go out there and play. You go out there and you play football and you compete. And if there's something on the line to win for, I know, Pat, we've had a couple years, 2005 and 2006, where, you know, like 05, we didn't play a lot against the Vikings up there in 06. I think we played a lot, but our starting quarterback didn't. They took some guys out. But there was nothing to play for at that time. And winning this game, to me, it's important to the Chicago Bears, and I'm sure that you talked about they want to, you know, get that bad taste out of their mouth against the San Francisco 49ers, especially the defense today. Probably want to show up and get some things corrected, get their run fits in order because, you know, obviously the Lions haven't been running the ball well, but they still got two good running backs. And you get a lot of things corrected in this week. And two, like Molly said, you never know if someone wins or loses. All of a sudden, you know, the Super Bowl goes through Soldier Field and not Gary, Indiana, which we could talk about another time, like Pat said. We don't talk about all these things that we got going on for Chicago Bears. But, man, what a good week. It's been a good year. But now lock in, get everything corrected, have a good game, and get some momentum heading into the playoffs.
No doubt about it. That is what matters. I got to say, I was disturbed to see how handily the Seahawks did against San Francisco. We saw the Bears get knocked all over the field, and they were allowing points every time you turned around. And that wasn't the case with Seattle. They are the number one seed, and they look pretty scary in that game. Not only their ability to score some points, but really their defense did a number on San Francisco, which clearly the Bears could not. And and the Bears couldn't do a number on Detroit when they faced them, albeit the second game of the season. But the Lions put up a 50-burger on the Bears in week two. And, man, that crowd, some of the players, they went after Ben Johnson. They called him a traitor, all that stuff. And I would imagine he'd never say it publicly, but somewhere – deep within, he really would like to kind of end that talk once and for all. And, you know, living well is the best revenge. So Bears in the playoffs, going somewhere. The Lions look like they are going nowhere because they are going nowhere. And I don't want to say their Super Bowl window seems closed because they got a ton of good players and they're all under contract and they'll be around. But, boy, I would say the head coach needs to do some good hiring in the offseason based on what we saw this year.
I think one thing we look at is, like, how important were Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn? Yep. I think that's an honest question they have to look at. You know, I think that first game, what we were all talking about, you know, how important is Ben Johnson to the Lions? And they went up and put 52 points up there, and we didn't think it was that important. But I think as you watch this, as this season goes along, Detroit really misses them. And they miss Aaron Glenn as well. Yes, they have injuries, but I just think what we've seen, what Ben Johnson has done for the Bears, is what they're missing up there in Detroit. And I'm wondering, too, maybe we get a little ahead here, is how much of this is Dan Campbell coming down here to kind of re-interview or re-talk to some of his guys maybe he had up there in Detroit before, bringing them back to BOC?
Yeah, and, you know, not Ben Johnson. 52-20. Yeah, That first Lions game, you know, the thing that, Mully, you talk about, the 49ers game really interested me last night because I was thinking to myself, okay, how good is this 49ers team? We know the teams they played before they played the Bears weren't very good teams, right, leading up to the Bears football game. So wanted to see. I know they were – the offense was really hot. Okay, is their offense that good or are they just the Bears defense struggling? It looks like – the Bears defense was struggling last night, right, when you watch the Seahawks. But here's the thing. Every game is so different, man. The Bears, you know, to play the Seahawks, maybe you only got to score 20 points to beat them, right? And it's just a different game, a different matchup. Styles make fights. And obviously the Bears defense is struggling right now after watching. And the Seahawks, I think, you know, if they're not the number one, they're the number two defense in the NFL. And they have a really good football unit on that side of the ball watching them last night. But when you take a look at the Lions coming in, right, you talk about they lost Ben Johnson. We know they lost T.J. Barrett, and we know they lost Antoine Randall, right? That's three coaches, right, Pat? Well, they also lost their pass game coordinator is the offensive coordinator at the Jets, right? Yep. And their tight end coach is the O-line coach at the Jets. So out of eight coaches, they lost five guys on their staff. And I didn't take a look at the defense side, how many guys Aaron Glenn took over there to the Jets too. And we can take a look at that as the show goes on. But when you talk about having to find the right coaches and replace guys and what happens when you have success, that's something when we talk about how important is this playoffs for the Bears. You talk about, okay, not everyone's coming back again. This is your last time. This is your last time with these bunch of guys in the building at Halas Hall, right? Like this whole group, Pat and Mully, you guys know better than me. They'll never be back together again, right? I'll say a name, Al Harris. He's probably gone. Right now, so when you got to have this guy coaching your team right now, the Lions offense, you see them struggling. You lose 5 out of 8 coaches, you'll struggle, right? And Ben Johnson, we all know, he's a good football coach. We watch him call plays. And then you lose the other guys, and you have a whole new staff in that building. Everyone's saying different things, a whole new scheme. Dan Campbell's got to take over play calling. This is a time, though, they did put almost 200 yards of rushing on the Chicago Bears in that first matchup. And here the run defense has reared its head again, where we can't stop guys, where we can't hold them. And that run game is really affecting our defense and allowing them to run play action against us. So really an important game for Chicago Bears to look at and say, okay, look at this team, man. Look in the mirror. Because when they come in, you'll see how important this year is for your football team.
It's a great point, Olin, and it's one to remember, and I know, Pat, I'm probably not allowed to mention this, but tomorrow is Black Monday. Tomorrow is a day when coaches are cleared out around the league, and it just happens every year. There's always going to be a surprise one or two. There already have been two coaches fired, so we don't know who will be available, who will be out there, how they will help out teams such as Detroit that probably need to rework the coaching staff, fairly obvious to anyone who watched them this year. So it's always one of those days where you're kind of, man, that's just tough on people, families, their livelihood, you know, the shame of a public firing, all of that stuff. And there are a lot of people around the league staring that down. It is also a reality that the Bears don't face that problem, which is fairly miraculous given the past seasons where either people wanted something to happen or something did happen. But I think it is one of those very rare situations in Chicago where there is a very much a gratitude toward the coaching staff, toward what they've done, and a desire to keep the group together, even if we know that there will be other opportunities for some members of the staff.
And I think the thing that's set up well right now for the Bears for sustainability as part of it is the offensive coordinator is not going anywhere. That's Ben Johnson, right?
Yes.
Dennis Allen, I don't think anybody's coming after Dennis Allen right now.
Right.
So you have a veteran defensive coordinator that I don't think is going anywhere. And Olin, you're right. They have some unbelievable coaches on that staff with talent, and I think they'll move on that are underneath those guys. But I think if you keep that umbrella of the offensive coordinator, the defensive coordinator, that helps this team a bunch. That helps the philosophy, just walking into the building of the same message is going to be repeated already. You don't have to wipe the slate clean for next year. So, you know, we talk about how long is this sustainability, and I think that's part of it. You know, if Dennis Allen – obviously, the defense hasn't produced great, but they produce turnovers. But if he can continue doing what he's doing, maybe he moves on in the future. But I don't see that happening anytime soon. So I just think that helps his team going forward. And then hopefully Ben Johnson and Dennis Allen, being who he is, being around this league a long time, if he does lose Al Harris and lose a couple guys on the defensive side, knows enough quality guys to bring in that can fill those holes.
No doubt. And a play caller like you're talking about is the biggest thing, right? The guy who develops the quarterback, right? The guy who calls the plays, and having him as your head coach is a comforting feeling. If you talk about sustainability, you more go through the games and talk about blocking the field goal against the Raiders, right? Or Jaden Daniels fumbling the football on 3rd and 1, or Malik Willis fumbling a football, or recovering an onside kick. That's the stuff that you're like, when you go to next year, like, is that sustainable, right?
Are we going to keep getting
takeaways, right? Are we going to keep, like, and the Eagles going to run a tush push and Nation Wright's going to go in there and pull the ball out. Like, those are the stuff when you go through this Bears season, you're like, man, this Bears season has been so damn enjoyable, right? The wins and the way we win, the way we come back, and Caleb Williams getting the nickname the Iceman and acting like he's cold after the Green Bay game. And then, you know, what was the percentage of recovering that onside kick? Right? What was the percentage of Jackson Dart fumbling on his 12-yard line to go up 3 scores? Like, there's just so much when you go through the season when you talk about sustainability, the coaching staff and the play calling and everything changes, right? Like we're talking about, well, we still have Dennis Allen. Yeah, but Al Harris seems to whisper to these DBs, right? He seems to whisper to Nashon Wright. He seems to whisper to Kevin Byard. He's a good football coach. And all I'm trying to emphasize is the fact that don't take it for granted that next year is just going to be another good year, right? That you didn't lose. You've lost some guys on defense, and it shows, right? You didn't lose a lot of guys on offense, a lot of key football players, right? Healthy. If you look at the Lions, what is their biggest problem? What is the biggest thing that you would say is the reason why, you know, both their safeties are out? PFF ranked them both in the top six of safeties in the NFL. Brian Branch and Kirby Joseph both out today, right? Their offensive line. Guys have been in and out all year long, and they just have so many injuries that they're trying to keep up with. Their starting cornerback is out. So when you have a year like this where things seem to go your way, you're going to the playoffs healthy, go out there, win a football game, get some momentum. You never know what next year is like. It's an important year. Every year is its own beast, man. And here you are right now, and you got a chance to secure two home games at home at the least, like Molly mentions.
Olin, you said two words a few minutes ago, and it struck me, and I wrote it down, as lock in. And it is, and that's what you're talking about. Right now is time to lock in. This is your opportunity with this team at Hallis Hall. I remember Lovie Smith. I remember Dave Tobe, especially in special teams meetings late in the year, be like, guys, this is the last time we're going to be in the room together. All of us are going to be in the room together. Let's make something of this. On some of those runs we had, just trying to bring everybody together to tell us to lock in. Like, it's not going to happen next year like you're talking about. It's just not going to happen. So it is interesting. Those are great words about today's game to get you ready for the playoff run is lock in. Go ahead and take care of business. Lock in. Enjoy your teammates. And hopefully you can continue some of that magic, because that is what this 2025 team is.
Mm-hmm. I got to tell you, one of the most interesting elements of this to me is we don't even know who the coaches prefer on this team. They came in. They're coaching the players that they found here. They're coaching. They had some influence in the draft, no question about it. And the Bears, by the way, given the contributions they've had from both of the first two draft picks, the seventh-round draft pick, they are on the verge. They have 13 touchdowns from rookies. They will set a new team record if one of those guys ends up scoring a touchdown today. The Chicago Bears have never had 14 touchdowns from a rookie class before, so it would be a first in Bears history. And you look at the roster and you imagine that whether it's Loveland or Burden or Monongai or whomever, that also accounts for the backup receiver that barely made the team and had a touchdown in a big moment. It's never happened before in team history, and that's great to see. But the point is that there are a lot of players that they kind of discovered while coaching, and there are other guys that maybe they don't have the same sort of feeling for. And whenever a new coaching staff goes in somewhere, the second year, there are players that may have played for the defensive coordinator available that he wants to go get. There may be players that used to play for the offensive coordinator that he wants to get. There may be players that they feel they need to upgrade that they haven't really talked about. And so that's where the interesting offseason comes into play, because in the NFL, there's like a 30 to 40% turnover in talent on each roster every year. It's rare that you're able to keep a team together, as you're pointing out. It will be a different group one way or another.
Yeah, and sometimes, Pat, that's a good thing, and sometimes that's a bad thing.
Right? Yes.
Sometimes these coaches come in and give their opinion, and they think they know what they need and what they want, and sometimes they don't. So it will be interesting to see who they like to keep, who they don't now. We're talking about Colson Loveland and Luther Burden, man. I mean, those two guys look like really good football players, really good picks. Ozzie Trapillo has filled in well. One thing I will say is the development of the guys while they're not playing has been really impressive this year. Yeah. Really impressive. Ozzie Trapillo, we heard about. He can't play left tackle. We moved him to right. They put Braxton. They started Theo Bennett. But all the while, they're working with him, and he comes out there and does a pretty nice job as this season has rolled on. Luther Burden, obviously an impressive game last week. I heard Kevin Byard call Coastin loves him. Third and Coastin, right? Third and fourth in Coastin, yeah. Because that's where they're going. And he is a threat, man. He is a threat out there on the football field. And I've been really impressed, obviously, with his blocking also. So, like you're talking about, Molly, which way they go, who, like, the players they want, Dennis Allen, and I'm sure, you know, Dennis Allen is already walking past Ryan Poles in the hallway, Pat, and saying, look, three offensive guys last year first. It's just some defensive guys this year, right, because they did get Shamar Turner, but too bad his season ended early, right? He's on IR, and he got hurt, and they started him at D-tackle and bumped him out to DN, and I thought he did a nice job out there at DN, and they could use him right now, obviously, with their run-stopping woes. But, Molly, really, like you're talking about, just important game for the Chicago Bears, man, just to make the most of this situation. Go out there, play the Lions, get your pads low, stop this run game, show everybody that you are a legitimate contender, and, you know, just don't take it for granted. Next year is just going to be a better year automatically. That's not the way the NFL works.
Yeah.
Ask Matt Nagy.
Yeah. Well. Right. No doubt. And Molly, it's nice to see, we were talking about those names right there on the offensive side of the ball, that's going to be the core of this team. And I think the way the NFL has gone, it's offensively driven with the rules and things like that. So when you have Caleb Williams, Menungai, Burden, and Colson Loveland, you know, and the way they have grown this year, that's huge. And that goes a lot to coaching. The other thing I want to talk about is some of the coaches will be gone as well, not just because they'll be picked to get higher jobs. But, Olin, we saw it through all our years. We kind of knew who would be gone the next year, who maybe didn't fit in Dick Geron's system, who didn't fit underneath Lovie Smith. That, you know, you knew that they were kind of a 1 year and they were gone. Or maybe in the coaching cycle, they were just picked because they were there and hopefully they were good enough and they were fit. But now maybe they can upgrade somewhere. That you know, Ben Johnson's been waiting on somebody contractually to be done with somebody else to bring him in. So it just works that way back and forth. But I love always telling this story. When I retired, Jody Camillus was the special teams coach, and he asked me if I wanted to get into coaching. And, Molly, I'm talking about getting fired and moving on, all that kind of stuff. And we talked about it, and he's like, hey, you know, what are your thoughts? And the one thing he told me, he said, listen, you have to be willing to buy a house on wheels. And I was like, I looked at him kind of like cross-eyed. He's like, because you're going to get fired. You're even going to get fired when you're doing a good job.
Right.
Just that's the way coaching is in college and the pros. But just you have to be willing to buy a house on wheels. And I thought that was interesting. But that's just the way the coaches are. And Black Monday is terrible. It stinks because, you know, a lot of guys have kids in school and they got to move on to different cities and move them before their senior year in high school, things like that or whatever. But as a coach, you know what you're getting into.
Mm-hmm. I mean, all you got to do is find yourself a head coach and then look up the resume. I remember when Lovie came in, just reading his resume, and you're just like, wow, like this guy has bounced around all over the world. Because if you have any ambition, you're also trying to move up in the world.
Right.
And there are stints after stints, and there are multiple homes. That's tough on the families. That is always very difficult. Yeah.
Off subject, I was interested to hear Kurt Cignetti talk about the way he runs his program, and he only practices for an hour and a half to an hour 45, and his coaches are not allowed to stay at night, so he sends them home by 7.
Wow.
Yeah.
But he's so organized. He said he hated when people would waste his time, so he doesn't waste anybody's time in the building. Now, obviously, things are so different nowadays where you can take the video home and you can actually have a meeting from home if you need one, right? But I thought that was interesting to hear him talk about the way everything's kind of changing. And before, though, man, like Pat's talking about, when you'd retire and looking again to coaching, you're like, nah, no, thank you. You guys are crazy. But I know three or four coaches right now that are waiting for phone calls. They got fired and people have moved on from them, and just kind of sitting around their family. One good thing is, you know, we don't want to make it out to be like they're dying out there. Their contracts are guaranteed and they're getting paid to stay home a little bit. But it is, like Pat is talking about, there's a lot of movement, a lot of things that go on. So just an interesting way that people that eventually maybe it'll change and evolve.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a quick time out. We come back. We will talk about vengeance. We'll talk about whether they should get vengeance on us. And we'll go over some of the things that were said after the first game. And, you know, I'm just throwing the ball back and forth. I'm just playing point guard. Mercifully, I never said a harsh word about the Bears. So I will sit this one out, but you too. got some explaining to do. We'll be right back on your local Ford dealers pregame show on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
The great shots themselves from Ford Field as Goff and Hutchinson celebrate the first victory of the season for the Detroit Lions over their former offensive coordinator Ben Johnson and the Chicago Bears, who drop to 0-2.
We're back with more of your local Ford Dealers football pregame show on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score and live on the free Odyssey app.
Welcome back to your local Ford Dealers pregame show here on The Score. And our thanks to Fox for the lowlights, the highlights, whatever way you want to term it. That was the second game of the season, the second consecutive loss. There was the weird opener where the Bears lost to a Minnesota team that had no business coming back and beating them. Then they go to Detroit, and that was an absolute blowout. And the crowd was chanting at the Bears head coach Ben Johnson, traitor, because he left. Some of the players had some rude things to say. I believe Dan Campbell didn't shy away from rubbing a little sand in the wound and scoring late. And the takeaway was a pretty dark one. Let's start with what Olin had to say at the beginning of the game.
Do you feel they ran up the score on Ben Johnson because he came back there and everybody's mad at him? Or was it just the Bears being inept, frankly, once things started turning on them?
Well, I think Pat talked about it in the pregame. Like if we were coaching on opposite sides, I would for sure run the score up on Pat, right? Because
yes.
That's what you do to your friends,
yep,
right?
Yes.
You try to embarrass mm-hmm. them. So, of course, I think they heard, you know, last week in Green Bay, they're nothing without Ben Johnson.
Yes.
They heard that all week, right? And Ben Johnson has, and we all love it, but he's been anything but humble at the microphone in the offseason. right? He's talked a lot about he's gone at LaFleur. He's talked a lot about how great his offenses are and how great he does and all those things. And he should, right? Like, that's the kind of attitude you want. But if when you act like that, people are going to want to blow you out.
Yes.
And Dan Campbell wanted to blow him out. And you could tell from early play call. And they were going after him, man. They were trying to put the ball in the end zone as much as possible.
All right. So that is initial assessment time. And by the way, I think both Olin and Pat have been through some friendship counseling, and they no longer want to just load up on each other.
Well, I'm going to need counseling after all these sneak attacks by the score, but that's all right. We're going to just a little text that says, Olin, we're going to play this quote and play it, you know, so we can respond to it. But that's all right. However you guys want to do this show.
I'll own up to it.
I'll own up to it, Pat, but just like a little, like, you know, we're going to play these clips.
Yeah.
That's okay.
I was looking around last night watching the game, thinking about it, and actually stole a little bit from
Grody. This is Pat's idea,
spine.
Which is no shock for me. This is why Mike Tice threw him out of the O-line room. This is it. This is why Mike Tice threw. So let me get this straight. It was Pat's idea to play the old quotes, but my quote got played first. This is getting even more interesting as we go on here, man. Hey, that's the bus, right? Right, Mully, that's the bus. That's me getting run over the bus. But, I do.
All I wanted never to do by the morning how show. Far we've come.
Morning right, show's right. Never done yeah. that, Olin. You're a prize.
Now I know where he's from, and as long as I've known him, this is the least surprising thing that's happened today. But listen,
the
Bears did get blown out, right? No. And
yeah, they did.
They did, you know, Dan Campbell did run the score up. And the way Ben Johnson does talk and the way he approaches games, and even when we talked about Matt LaFleur, right, and coaching against him, like he does create this animosity versus him and the Bears. But he is proven to be a good coach. He is proven that they could win football games. But you are going to have to back that up. And he has since that game. But that game was a blowout. It was after a bad Minnesota loss. And it was hard to watch that football game against the Lions.
And in all fairness, your critique was more on Dan Campbell and guys going at each other. Pat, you didn't pull any punches at all in the post game week two.
This wasn't my idea, Pat.
I know. This is me. It's me. I'll own it.
73 points in the last five quarters. 73 points. I mean, this is the NFL. This isn't like playing an FBS school and an FBS, whatever those, you know, the different sub-league. I mean, just to say it bluntly, the Bears suck. It's terrible. The way they look the last five quarters, that's bad football. You just lost a division opponent by 31 points. You were all excited for the reunion of Ben Johnson going back up there.
Yes.
Let's see what this offense can do. Can they put up points? They've lost their defensive coordinator. Obviously, Ben Johnson, their offensive coordinator, is now the head coach of the Bears. You go up there and you show a game that looks like that. That's a bad football team. I mean, we had Mike Brown. He would come to us and say, I think he said it to the media, we suck. And that's kind of what they look like. They did. I mean, they gave up 52 points. I mean, that's just – it was a god-awful game. It's just funny because you sit here, we're all sitting across each other watching the game. We're all taking notes. And then there's a point in the game, we just look at each other and we just kind of push our iPads, our notepads away.
Yeah,
and we're like, well,
preseason.
Game's over. What are we going to talk about?
Well, I mean, not a word of a lie to any of it, but
it's amazing, Mully, the tone. Like, I guess I want to kind of do with this is just apologize that, where I was from that to where we are now, because it's been unbelievable. The turnaround, I did not think would take us to here. And they did suck that day. They honestly, it was awful. And I remember sitting there just putting the notes away and like, what are we going to, we know what we're going to talk about. The story's already written itself. There's no need to even watch or take notes for the final, you know, quarter and a half. But I got to give Ben Johnson and his staff credit, the team credit, the guys credit from coming back from those two ugly losses. They lost two different ways. And now we're sitting here talking about, can they be the number two seed in the NFL this year? And if you would have told me as I was going on that, whatever you maybe call that, a rant or whatnot, that would have happened, I said, no way. There is no way what world you're living in that cannot happen. But they did it. But that's the great thing about the NFL. That's the great thing about bounces going your way, making them happen your way, coaching up guys and young players playing better. But it was just interesting to hear the tone there in my voice of, I was like, oh God, here we go again. These games are going to suck for the rest of the year.
Yep.
To where we are now, where I'm pleading for you not to talk about the draft. And we're talking about playoff seeds, which is awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. But to be fair to you, they gave up 42 last week. They gave up 20 in the first quarter this week. And they still got a problem, right? Like,
yes.
They still got something they got to look at and they got to fix. And that, like, I remember going to that Cowboys game, and that's when I think when Pat's turnover meter started,
yes.
Right? And we're like, what do they need to win? And they went and got it four takeaways from the Dallas Cowboys. And they went on a run, right? They went on a run there, but they did – they showed a lot in, okay, I think Braxton Jones struggled against Detroit Lions. I think he gave up five-plus pressures or something like that. And it was just, okay, what are they going to do at that left tackle position? And then, you know, Theo Benedict started, and you know, I was like, they're going to play Theo Benedict? And next thing you know, the run game took off out of the bye week, right? And just a lot of guys were getting coached, and they're implementing their system and their style of play. But no, that after that Lions game, a lot of it felt like, man, here we are again. It's going to be a long year, right? And since then, it's only been two or three losses. It's been crazy, the run they've been on. And we talked a little bit about the ways they have won, right? The ways they have won football games, and is that sustainable? But really, it all doesn't matter when you get to the end of the year, because the playoffs wiped the slate clean, and they still got things after giving up 42. Pat said 73, I think, after giving 42 points last week. You got to watch out going into this game.
That
is a very valid point, and I believe the Bears are like the first NFL team to make the playoffs despite giving up 42 points three different times in a regular season. So, not a sparkling record for that. And you know, I mean, in many ways, guys, the bye week ended up being this moment where they kind of rallied, where they figured out how they wanted to run the ball, and they, for a while anyway, figured out how to stop the run. I don't know. It was really interesting to see how well they did during that bye week, how they came out of it, and they were a different football team.
Mm-hmm. I just wonder how much you talk about the run game of the lack of pads, you know, lack of continuity with the guys not playing all together during the offseason, during the preseason, and then Ben Johnson figuring out his talent. You know, he kind of talked about he was trying to figure out who these guys are. You mentioned it earlier, you know, are some of these guys going to stay? Are some of these guys going to go? But I think he was just trying to figure out his roster and what are my strengths and weaknesses, because you only have truly a limited number of times in pads kind of game time situation or game time situations in practice where you can truly run a 9-on-7 period, a live team, and all that kind of stuff. And it took him a couple weeks. So credit to him and credit to that O-line coming together and figuring it out. And also, Olin, you mentioned Charles, I always call him Charles Leno, the left tackle. They moved on. Braxton Jones moved on from him. They were willing to say, no, we're going to go to a young guy that really hasn't played that much, and then now we're going to go to a rookie, and it's worked out. So just a lot of credit to them from where they've been to where they are now, and hopefully it just keeps improving. So just crazy to hear that.
Our last cut is from Olin again, as he's often told
two to
us.
One.
Everything, no, but everything is on tape. Everything. You follow what the tape tells you, and here's what you had to say about that. Oh, and you were very close with you just overestimated how good the Bears defense would play.
Right. It's when you watch their film, when you watch the mistakes, when you watch the penalties, when you watch the execution, when you watch the details, when you watch the way they played in the fourth quarter against the Vikings, if they took that game to the Detroit Lions, you thought to yourself, well, now I know why they're 6.5-point underdogs. Now I know why there's a chance they could get blown out in Detroit. And I was telling you know, we talked about a pregame. I thought they would get blown out. I told some people last night, I think they'll get blown out, and everybody kept looking at me like, why do you think that, Pat? And here's the deal. The film talks to you. And when you look at the film, and we saw the penalties again today, and we saw the execution problems again today, we saw the coverage problems, and we saw the lack of pass rush, we saw the miscommunication, we saw the coaches are not on the same page. We saw everything that we thought we saw in the fourth quarter, and the Detroit Lions took it to the Chicago Bears, put up 50 points. The thing you think about, Pat, is eventually they got you know, we talked about this for years, right? Like the people at Halas Hall, whoever run it, get in a room somewhere. Like you're not doing the things the right way.
Yep.
Something's not working with what we're doing here. It's getting frustrating, right? I think they're 1-12 in their last 13 games, right? I mean, and you know, I was going to do the math on their last 5 years, but why waste my time? Oh. It has not been good, right? They have not won. Look, again, I think after this game, the Cowboys just fired Eberflus for what happened in this game, right? Because it must be his fault somehow here.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Right? So eventually everybody in that building, guys, what you're doing doesn't work. Right, and look, dude, you have to grow through a young coach, and we can all see that.
Yes,
but this was a blowout from a team that just got blown out.
Yes,
yeah, they had just lost to Green Bay in the in their opener. Talking about Detroit, and I think that there's not a false word in any of that, guys, in any of the appraisals of Week Two. That's exactly what was going on. What we didn't expect is how that would change. And for the reasons that you're talking about, that they managed to get the penalty stuff under control. They managed to figure out a way to get the offensive line to start running the football effectively. That changed everything. They figured out a way to play better defense despite what has been an injury-laden season for the defense, in and out and in and out, and some guys still not to the level that they were before this year.
Mm-hmm. And if Ben Johnson, I know Pat is a good guy, he apologized. He's waiting for my apology. He'd be waiting a long time. But the Chicago Bears now, when you've watched that film, right, when you watched their film and they came out of bye week and they're trying to block people, and Jonah Jackson, I thought he had a run there for 7 or 8 weeks where he was pretty close to the best offensive guard in football. Darnell Wright took a step. Drew Dolman goes to the Pro Bowl. Joe Tooney, they learn how to work together. They learn how to the combo blocks, what they're going to do. Monungai started running the ball. DeAndre Swift started running the ball better. They really just started taking care of the details. And I think after that game, after what we all said, I think Ben Johnson said, we don't practice good enough around here. Mm-hmm. We don't hold ourselves to a standard. I mean, we should have played his clips about what they said.
Yes.
After what he said after that game in his press conference, right? Because he's saying the same things, that we can't have these penalties, that we don't practice well enough around here. I think it was one of the big things he said about his football team, and I think Grady Jarrett wasn't happy about it, right? I remember him saying that, you know, I feel like I practice hard. So they were also getting challenged inside their own building by their head coach with the standards that they were holding, with the way they were practicing, with the details that they were playing with. But we start to realize that they talked to us about being a truth teller. We start to realize that this coach, he does find what is wrong, and he is trying to fix it, and he is holding them to a standard. And it did fix the penalties. It did start running the football. Now, this run defense has reared its head again at the end of the season here. And Mully, you talk about injuries there with Dial, right, and Shamar Turner. And, you know, it's funny because I went back and looked at it, and one thing that did change during the bye week, for better or for worse, is that Grady Jarrett went down with an injury. And they had to suit Jonathan Ford, who now plays for the Packers. Right, and they got a little bigger inside. They put Javon Dexter at the three technique. And now, you know, if Montez Sweat goes to the sideline, you got Dominique Robinson, Austin Booker, or Tyrone Shoyinka playing DM. Well, I'll tell you what, I'm a play caller. I'm running the ball. I'm running the ball at those three guys. So it'll be interesting to see how they try to fix that run defense. And do they have to overextend themselves? By that, I mean use too many guys in the box, and now their pass coverage is in trouble. So we'll see how they go back to fixing that and see what is their answer for that. But one thing about this coaching staff is they have shown that they can find ways to fix things that look like they're broken.
All right, we got to take another timeout. We will be right back. We'll talk about some of the records that can be clinched, some of the franchise records that are available to players today. We'll get into that a little bit when we return. You're listening to your local Ford dealers pregame show on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
I think for me, it'd be cool just in the sense of there's never been one here, and you know, I think I was brought here for, you know, those type of things and those type of moments, that the things that haven't been done here, you know, to try and be able to accomplish. And you know, I think it, you know, like I've said before, the self goals and all of that always gets swept under when you go for the team goals.
We're back with more of your local Four Dealers football pregame show on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score and live on the free Odyssey app.
Welcome back to your local Four Dealers pregame show. And we mentioned some of the records for the Bears. Caleb Williams is actually 109 passing yards away from a new Bears Bears record for passing yards. He trails Jay Cutler, who has 38-12, and the team record is Eric Kramer, 38-38, 3,838, 109 passing yards will get Caleb to that record again. That record was set in 16 games, and this is his 17th. But if he can get 270 yards after the good performance last week, he would break the 4,000 yard barrier, which is really one that only the Bears haven't broken. Now, most teams have had a 4,000-yard passer, but the Bears never have, and I guess it's considered pretty significant. It was interesting to hear Ben Johnson earlier in the week. He called it arbitrary, said that it's just like picking a number up, and he said there are teams that have had a 5,000-yard passer and teams that have any. He just didn't understand why everyone was hung up on 4,000 yards, but it is nonetheless something people have been hung up on.
Yeah, it'd be awesome, man, for him to break that record, right? I mean, it'd be awesome to see him, because that's what we think about him when we watch him play. That we're possibly watching the best quarterback in Bears history, right? And for him to get rid of that 4,000 number, which seems like Mully just mentioned, everyone else has done it but the Chicago Bears. And, you know, Pat's watched a lot of quarterbacks around here. I've snapped to 20 of them, right? We all know the problem at quarterback, and it's just kind of like we've been trying to solve that problem for years. And for a guy like Ben Johnson, he's probably like, what's the big deal? We should be doing this every year, right? Why are you guys making such a big deal out of this? Well, you know, he hasn't gone through some of the misery that we have gone through. And we do like the fact that that's the way he thinks, right? And I think he used another word like tertiary, or I had to look it up. I was like, what the hell is he talking about? But and I think it's like third in order of you know, another, probably a mathematical term for coach. But it would be cool, man, for Caleb Williams, just from my perspective of been here since 1998 and been watching quarterbacks play and got the snap to Eric Kramer and got the snap to Jay Cutler and 18 other guys in between. It would be cool to see Caleb walk off that field, not only as, you know, not only with the Bears record, but also, Pat, with the 4,000 yards.
Yeah, that, you just hit me, man. I forgot that it was Eric Kramer was here our rookie year that you've snapped all going. I mean, I know it's been 20, but when you hear the names of Eric Kramer on that list all the way to Jay Cutler, that's, oh, my gosh, wow. Yeah, that's kind of sad, isn't it? That's really sad. But
maybe they have a 1998 quote from me on that. Maybe play that. Find that.
They might. No, no, that's incorrect, Olin, because you didn't speak your rookie year. Boy, all times have changed. No, I'm just kidding. But no, my thing is about this, breaking that record. Come on, man, go ahead and do it. Do it against the Lions. It's got to be in the back of his mind, right? I mean, he had 52 points put up on him in week two. If you're sitting there in the third quarter and you're rolling offensively kind of like you were against the 49ers, somebody has to whisper in his ear, he's got 230. He's got 242. You know what I mean? Somebody has to let him know that, hey, let's go ahead and just break this thing. Let's get this thing washed under. Let's get done with it. And I thought what was great, too, is Jason Leisure, I think, had an exchange with him at the podium. Like, why do you think it's such a big deal? And he said, like, Coach, you haven't been around here a long time. Like, it is a big deal. Like, listen, we all keep talking about it. Just get done with it. But then the other exciting thing is, whether he breaks Eric Kramer's record or the 4,000-yard record, I'm expecting Caleb every year to break his own record. Then that means he's great. Then that means he's just getting better and better and better, and that means this offense is scoring points, putting up yards and scoring points. So I think it is a big deal, and it is to me. You know, just hearing that again, it has before, but just hearing, Olin, that you snapped to Eric Kramer all the way to Jay Cutler and all the way in between all those guys, just let's not talk about it anymore. Let's get done with it, and let's just talk about Caleb breaking his own record every year.
Yeah, and there's a few things, right? The win a playoff game, and we don't got to talk about we played in the last playoff game anymore that we won around here, which is so damn long ago. And just to see that, Mully, for a lot of this team has a chance to make a lot of the things that we've been saying around here year after year after year, that's really frustrating to watch, right? Really frustrating to watch and talk about the losing and talk about, and we never had a quarterback with 4,000 yards. And obviously Ben, you know, he doesn't care. Like, and he shouldn't care, right? And to him, that number is going to drop anyway while he's here a few times, probably more than once. So just really is, it would be just a sign that things are moving in the right direction.
All right, we're going to take a quick timeout. We come back, we're going to bring in Lomas Brown. We'll get a scouting report of the Detroit Lions, and particularly the offensive line woes that this team has had and is having. Lomas Brown joins us next on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. It's your local Ford dealers pregame show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Maybe with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.